You will denounce the criminal acts against our people by your president. Sign here, initial here, here, and here. Phil! Sign the document. You're no stranger to pain.
I've been married. Twice.
Oy.
Like the previous six, this victim was found folded neatly in half and placed inside the glove compartment of a sanitation truck. Police are baffled. This just in. Presidential Military Advisor Colonel Denton Walters has been captured during an aborted attempt to free our hostages. This tape was delivered to us just moments ago.
They are treating me good here. The food is tasty and nourishing. The peace-loving leader of this great country has asked me to appeal to you, President Benson, to stop your vicious imperialistic tactics around the globe.
just been removed from the skull. There's very little of the midbrain that we can actually see. Yet, as I demonstrated in my lecture last week, if the under aspects of the temporal lobes are gently pulled apart, the upper portion of the stem of the brain can be seen. The so-called brain stem consists of the midbrain, a rounded protrusion called the pons, and a stalk tapering downwards called the medulla oblongata, which passes out of the skull through the foramen magnum and becomes, of course, the spinal cord. Are there any questions before we proceed?
I have one question, Dr. Frankenstein.
That's Frankenstein.
I beg your pardon?
My name, it's pronounced Frankenstein.
But aren't you the grandson of the famous Dr. Victor Frankenstein, who went into graveyards, dug up freshly buried corpses, and transformed dead components into...
Yes, yes, yes. We all know what he did. But I'd rather be remembered for my own small contributions to science, and not because of my accidental relationship to a famous... cuckoo. Now, if you don't mind, can we get on with your question?
Well, sir, I'm not sure I understand the distinction between reflexive and voluntary nerve impulses.
Very good. Since our lab work today is a demonstration of just that distinction, why don't we proceed? Mr. Hilltop here, with whom I have never worked, nor given any prior instructions to, has graciously offered his services for this afternoon's demonstration. Mr. Hilltop, would you hop up on your feet and stand beside this table? Nice hopping. Mr. Hilltop, would you raise your left knee, please. You have just witnessed a voluntary nerve impulse. It begins as a stimulus from the cerebral cortex, passes through the brainstem and to the particular muscles involved. Mr. Hilltop, you may lower your knee. Reflex movements are those which are made independently of the will, but are carried out along pathways which pass between the peripheral nervous system and the central nervous system. You filthy, rotten, yellow son of a bitch! We are not aware of these impulses. Neither do we intend them to carry out our contraction of muscles. Yet, as you can see, they work by themselves. But what if we block the nerve impulse by simply applying local pressure, which can be done with any ordinary metal clamp, just at the swelling on the posterior nerve roots? For, oh, say, 5 or 6 seconds. Why, you mother-grabbing bastard! As you can see, all communication is shut off. In spite of our mechanical magnificence, if it were not for this continuous stream of motor impulses, we would collapse like a bunch of broccoli. Oh, in conclusion, it should be noted, give him an extra dollar.
An extra dollar, yes, sir.
That any more than common injury to the nerve root is always serious. Because once a nerve fiber is severed, there is no way in heaven or on earth to regenerate life back into it. Are there any last questions before we leave?
Dr. Frankenstein.
Yes?
Isn't it true that Darwin preserved a piece of vermicelli in a glass case until by some extraordinary means it actually began to move with a voluntary motion?
Are you speaking of the worm or the spaghetti?
Thank you.
information left of any kind. Lifting my head, looking for the danger signs.
There was a line, there was a formula, sharp as a knife, folks got a formula. There was a line, there was a formula, sharp as a
about out of time as we count down to WrestleMania 6, running out of time, in fact, as it's only a week away. And if you don't have tickets for Sky Dome, there's only several other ways that you can partake of WrestleMania 6. Pay-per-view, of course, sit in the comfort of your own living room and watch WrestleMania 6. The way to do that, pick up that telephone, call the cable system you're watching right now and order. Also, Brain, it'll be giant closed-circuit screens all over the world, Brain.
That's right. But, you know, coming up in this next segment here is the contract signing between Hogan and Warrior.
Wait a minute. I didn't tell our friends out there, our dish owners, about what they can do.
Tell the
people. We haven't forgot about you guys, folks, all you dish and descrambler owners out there. Pick up that phone and call Primetime 24 at 1-212-599-4445. That way you, too, can be a part of WrestleMania 6. Now, what do you want to say?
Now, I want you to notice the intensity in the face in the eyes of Hogan and Warrior here.
Why wouldn't there be intensity? You know what's at stake.
Oh, I know.
Title,
I
mean, for title?
I've never
championship
seen
for championship?
Roll.
Let's go to the signing.
Gentlemen, we're here tonight to witness the official signing of the main event for WrestleMania 6 to be held at Sky Dome in Toronto, Canada, next Sunday. This is the first in the history of the World Wrestling Federation. It will be title for title. However, you gentlemen and your attorneys have both gone over the contracts extensively. And Mr. Hogan, are you prepared to sign at this time?
Yeah, I'll sign, Mr. President. You know, Ultimate Warrior, you don't realize what this means to me and all my Hulkamaniacs. That dark cloud, the darkness that you live in, once you sign, this is where you're going to remain. Because the positive light of the training, the prayers, and the vitamins will prove at WrestleMania 6 that Hulkamania is still the strongest force in the universe. Step into the darkness once again.
Warrior?
Hulk Hogan. What lies before us in the heavyweight championship of the world and the intercontinental championship of the world are nothing but normal representations of why there are followers and why there are leaders such as us. But you, Hulk Hogan, know as well as I do that they are only receptors for the powers that we have. Look into my eyes, Hulk Hogan! You see nothingness. You see no reasons for questions. You see no answers. For there is no reasoning in the thinking of the Ultimate Warrior. At WrestleMania 6, Hulk Hogan, I will take the powers of those that question. And I will take the powers of those that have no fear. As I take two and become one.
Sign. Thank you. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
You visiting somebody around here?
No.
You know, wearing that flag on that jacket, looking the way you do, you're asking for trouble around here, friend. Headed north or south?
North.
Now jump in. I'll make sure you're heading the right direction, huh?
Where you headed?
Portland.
Portland is south. You said you were headed north.
You got someplace I can eat around here?
There's a diner about 30 miles up the highway.
Is there any law against me getting something here?
Yeah, me.
Why are you pushing me?
What did you say?
So why are you pushing me? I haven't done anything to you.
First of all, you don't ask the questions around here. I do. You understand? Secondly, we don't want guys like you in this town. Drifters. First thing you know, we got a whole bunch of guys like you in this town. That's why. Besides, you wouldn't like it here. It's a quiet little town. In fact, you might say it's boring. But that's the way we like it. And I get paid to keep it that way.
Boring.
Portland, straight ahead. If you want some friendly advice, a haircut and take a bath. You wouldn't get hassled so much. Hope this ride helped you out. You have a nice day, huh?
Keep me from losing. Nice shot. Say, Angela, we're all going down to the lake tonight. You know, for a little swim. And, well, we were kind of wondering if... Or maybe if you wanted to join us or something. What a pro takeover. Listen, Angela, let's say, me and you go for a little walk somewhere. What do we talk about tonight, huh? What's the matter? Can't you talk? I told you she was playing with half a deck. Angela the Nutcake. Ain't that right, Angela? Ain't you Looney Tunes?
Hey, Angela, how's this? Mind if anyone you know?
Yo, Angela, how come you're so fucked up? I mean, like, what's your problem?
Hey, dickface, leave her alone.
Oh, yeah? What are you gonna do about it, asshole?
Shut up and let's go.
Pricks! Shut your mouth, will you, Mel's here. I'll give a shit.
You know, I think I better take you over to your infirmary before your mouth gets you in any more trouble. You all right?
Yeah, I guess so. Don't worry about it, Rick. We'll get him back.
Come on, let's get out of here.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough. Oh, oh, baby.
Look at the Sandman spikes it. Here comes Woman. Woman interferes. Here comes Peaches. Peaches on Woman. It's Peaches and Woman. We've got a cat fight. Meow. Welcome to the ECW arena. All four combatants going at it. Tommy Cairo's got a hold of Woman. Well, Cairo the cut. Two, three, that's it. Peaches has pinned the Sandman. Tommy Cairo knocked out the Sandman. Peaches scored the fall. And the Sandman is going to be caned six times right here in the ECW arena. She's not gonna lash him. She's gonna cane him.
Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love, and you'll be on your way. Then my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Any day now, I'll be all alone. Any day now, when your restless eyes meet someone new. Oh, to my sad surprise, then the blue shadows will fall all over town. Oh, any day now, love will let me down. Shouldn't want to keep you if you don't want to stay. Until you're gone forever, I'll keep holding on for dear life. Holding you this way, begging you to stay any day now. When the clock strikes go, you'll call it off. And then my tears will flow. Then my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Any day now, love will let me down. You won't be around.
dear, we're not bothering you, are we? That's my dear friend, Laura Louise McBride. He lives up on 12. Laura Louise is his guy's wife, Rosemary.
Hello, Rosemary. Welcome to the brand.
Laura Louise just met Guy. She wanted to meet you, too. Could we come in?
Of course.
Yes, they are. Go ahead. Look at the There's a light for you. Isn't that beautiful?
I came this morning.
Are you all right there? You look worn.
Oh, no, I'm fine. It's the first day of my period.
You're up and around? On my first day, I experienced such pain, I couldn't move, eat, or anything. Dan used to give me gin through a straw to kill the pain.
Yeah. Girls today take things much more in their stride. They're much healthier than we were, thanks to vitamins, better medical care. What are those things over there, seat covers?
Cushions for the window seats.
Oh, and before I forget, this is for you from Roman and me.
For me?
It's just a little present is all. For moving in.
There's no reason.
It's real old. It's over 300 years.
It's lovely.
Yeah, the green inside is called tannis root. That's for good luck.
It's lovely, but I can't accept it.
You already have. Put it on.
Yeah. You'll get used to the smell before you know it.
Yeah, go on. Oh, yeah.
Were his stories as interesting as last night?
Yes. Did you have a good time?
All right. I got a present. It was Terry's.
No kidding. Probably pretty, though. Aren't you gonna wear it?
It smells. There's stuff in it called tannis root for my greenhouse.
Not too bad, though.
Tannis, anyone?
Look, if you took it, you ought to wear it.
This is the last day of our acquaintance. I will meet you later in somebody's office. I'll talk, but you won't listen to me. Yeah. taken me for granted. But this is the last day of our acquaintance. I'll meet you later in somebody's office. I'll talk, but you won't listen to me. I know your answer already.
This is not it, folks.
Although I must say, we have seen a lot of tremendous action in this.
Look! Look! It's Sabu!
Hey, wait a minute.
It's Sabu!
On top. Wait a minute! Oh,
oh
no!
My God!
Sabu!
The most homicidal! The most suicidal! The most genocidal athlete!
And Sabu, look out! Sabu!
Ooh.
Homicidal, suicidal, genocidal, and extreme to the bone. And in the ring now, the human suplex machine Taz with the head and arm Tazplex. Get a close-up of this one, WWF.
And, ooh, all right, what kind of suplex was that?
That's a head and arm Tazplex. It's the one move in wrestling that even Ken Shamrock fears.
Okay. I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
Well, you wouldn't, but I would. The Kata Hajime, the Taz Mission, and Bill Alfonso is carrying the flag of Team Taz.
Here is your winner, Taz!
Coming up next, we have a huge surprise right here on Raw. Is that it? The 1997 WWF Slammy Award.
Don't be afraid of your freedom.
I'm free to do what I want any old time. I said I'm free to do what I want any old time. Any old time.
was me from my granddaddy. He said nothing in this world like when a man know him free. Free from the lock, I'm set free from the key. Feel like a butterfly, free like a bee. These are the words me from my granddaddy. Said it's nice to be free, nice to be free. Free from the lock, I'm set free from the key. Don't be afraid of your freedom.
Cause I'm free to do what I want.
Moment of triumph? I think you overestimate their chances.